Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sunshine sparkles overcast here in Hollywood Town today edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room on this overcast day. I kind of like it. Sometimes you just need a little bit of something different. It's always sunshiny. Sometimes I like a little bit of sun to go away because sometimes it just blasts right here in the Florida room and it's just a little bit untoward. Whatever. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't need to know that shit. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network. Like I said, this here's the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to it on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And you know what happens if you throw a / listen behind that? I tell you mother truckers all the mother trucking time. I hope you are mother trucking listening, okay? But you're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Do your ear holes a favor. Also, more particulars. Oh, the Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7s. That means West Coast time 7. So 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. You can catch the Hollywood Hick new one supposedly come out on Tuesdays and Fridays in the 7 in the evening. Now, because of this place I go to every day now, because I have a lifestyle to maintain, sometimes that don't happen exactly on schedule, but I try my best, but it ain't, apparently I have been failing miserable because I think I'm recording this one right here on a Sunday. It's Memorial Day weekend, though, so at least I have tomorrow off so I can, like, do things. Probably sit on my fucking ass and play video games because I'm tired. I'm tired all the time. Whatever. Enough about my ass. But, you can follow my ass on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick and on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay, and that's enough for particular, and I think, because I done had enough of that. But let's see what's going on. I'll tell y'all what's going on out there. Where did my story go? Oh, here it is. Okay. Now, have y'all been reading out there? Because there is trouble straight up in pair up motherfucking dice, y'all. Because apparently Johnny Depp and his gross ass, I don't understand what everybody sees in him anymore. I don't know where my fucking story went, but something went nuts over here. I'm supposed to have my page 6 story, but it is not appearing. So we're going to re-click and see if that will solve the problem. Sorry, technical difficulties here on the Hollywood Hick program. But what I was talking about, Amber Heard done went and filed for divorce from the Johnny Depp, right? On account of, I probably divorce his gross ass too. He is not looking good. I'm just saying he's all bloated looking all the time. Apparently he's a big old drunk. Drugging and boozing and acting a fool. She done accused him of fucking beating her ass, throwing a fucking iPhone upside her head, giving her a black eye. But everybody's trying to say he didn't do it. Some people saying he did do it. It's getting nuts, right? Well, people report all kind of shit because, you know, he ain't been doing that good. Johnny Depp is not. His last few movies have fucking flizzopped. This Alice in Wonderland new movie he did, this whatever, Through the Looking Glass, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know. I ain't gonna go see it. I'll tell you that because I had to watch that first Alice in Wonderland movie way too many times because I had a job where I had to look at that movie a bazillion times and I was sick of looking at that movie. But that's a different story for a different day. But apparently his movies ain't doing good. I guess his music career or something is doing good. Like he plays shows in places. Like he got signed. Like his, okay, now this is the shitty part though. His mama done up and died, right? And then like the next day or a couple of days later, she's like, oh, and by the way, BT Dubs, hun, I'm giving you a divorce or give asking you for a divorce. So nuts. But here we go. We got here the page 6 people have kind of wrapped this up some for us, so we'll go through this story because the headlines for some of this shit is nuts, and I will get to those in just a little bit here after we go through this, because like I was looking just on the Daily Mail over there from across the pond, their fucking headlines are tits hysterical. And but first we need to know what the fuck. Oh, now my fucking computer is done act a fool, decided it's gonna buy Felicia my ads, so we may have to pause until I can reopen my story. So hold on, let me see what the fuck's going on. I gotta click okay. Now does that mean everything's going away? I don't think so. Whew. Okay, this computer has been driving me nuts. Like, it is in the morning time. It is before a time when I should be having beers and things to take the edge off, on account of this computer, though, is going to drive me to have to, like, start doing that a little bit earlier than planned today. I'm just saying, because I don't want to have to pick this thing up and throw it out a window, because I really don't want to have to go buy a new computer, because I is po. All right. Okay. Back to our story. Oh, this computer is driving me nuts, right? But says here on the page 6, right? Amber Heard has Johnny Depp by the movie star balls. She kind of, like, people are trying to say, like, he didn't do this shit. I don't know. Because I've heard stories and rumors about from when he dated Kate Moss back in the day. And from what I understand, that was not the friendliest of relationships either. So, like, people say that he ain't got these tendencies. I'm going to be like, he might. And if you drunken, if you drinking and boozing and fucking drugging it up, you don't know what you, like, you go a little bit nuts like that. You don't get enough sleep. Things ain't right. Your body chemistry's all whacked or the whack, whack. And you don't fucking know what's going on. You do things, and then you're like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I done did that. See, that's why it comes in handy to be a happy drunk, a la the Hollywood hick, because that way, I usually am just making fun of things, laughing, having a good time, and any kind of, like, trouble I get, well, sometimes I get in trouble, but it's usually not mean trouble. I'm not, like, doing anything, beating on people and getting into fights, because usually I'm just in too good of a mood for that shit. I just want to have a good time. Who wants to go out and get into fights? It's more fun to go out and have a good time and laugh instead of get punched in the fucking face or trying to punch somebody in the face, because even if you land a good one, then your hand hurts. I'm just saying is all. But back to my story, I digress. Sorry, I do that all the time, y'all. I can't help myself. But says right here, because, and see, look, first thing they say in this freaking article right here, first mother trucking thing they say about this, right, is exactly what the Hollywood hick was saying. Because, like I said this a bunch of times, he is like our Marlon Brando of this generation, right? Because he used to be super hot, like in 21 Jump Street, fucking foxy, right? Well, cut to now, he's like all gross and bloated. His teeth look like they're made out of wood. He's not cute. He looks gross. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He looks gross. Anybody who wants to fuck that is nuts. And I like this Amber Heard chick. She's in that Drive Angry movie that I like a whole lot, where she plays this fucking feisty ass chick and she kicks this dude in the nuts one time. It's one of the best scenes in any movie I've ever seen. She's fucking tits. I love her. She's gonna be Aquaman's Lady Mira in the Aquaman movie. So she's gonna get to, like, Mac Daddy with Jason Momoa. I'd play Mira just like a Mac Daddy with Jason Momoa. I'm just saying is all. But back to my story here, right? Says right here, just like the Hollywood hick has been saying, page 6 people agree. He looks like hell. Mm-hmm. His film career is on the skids. Mm-hmm. And now his beautiful young wife, Amber Heard, has cocked her flintlock and hoisted the Jolly Roger. Oh my God, I love how they write this shit all, like, about fucking pirate shit, because, you know, he's all in Pirates of the Caribbean bullshit. But keen on doubloons. See, that's all about pirate shit. Basically, they're trying to say that she wants the money. She does want the money, but if he did smash me in the face with an iPhone, I would be like, you know what, bitch? You got $400 million, and I think there's going to have to be about 100 of those million dollars that end up in my pit socket, because you just smashed a phone in my face, and I'm about to make you look worse than you already do. I'm going to take your reputation and make it look like your appearance, which is gross. And apparently he stinks to high heaven, too. You see all these things all the time, but people say, like, damn, Johnny Depp smell like straight up badass funk. I'm just saying. All right. Back to this. It keeps going on. But then goes, his things are looking grim for Captain Jack Sparrow, right? Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes, we have figured that out, but all your pirate references, page 6, we got you, all right? But it says right here that Johnny Depp has kept, oh, you motherfucker, my fucking computer is going nuts. Like, the thing jumps up, and I'm serious, y'all, right now. This thing is, like, jumping up and down. It won't scroll or nothing, won't let me read my program. I wonder if it's, like, gone crazy. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to completely close out, pause. Okay, I think this motherfucker is, like, fixed. Oh, motherfucker! No, it ain't. My computer is going whack, y'all. See, look. Y'all heard that, didn't you? Y'all know the Hollywood hick is not going to be happy with his autoplay shit. Page 6, you didn't used to do this fucking autoplay shit to me. You know what the fucking page 6 does with this goddamn mind? Rainbow Sparkle and Sunshine and Dolly Parton feeling I just had got ate alive by a goddamn autoplay video on here. Because you know what? On these page 6 ones now, there ain't no fucking off button. Not one that I can find. I've been looking everywhere. There ain't one. There ain't no pause. There ain't none of that. You just have to, it's just there. There's, like, a fucking, finally I found up at the very top in the little bar thing where the web address is. There's a little like thing you can click for the turn the sound off. But it's like, motherfuckers, I don't want to watch your goddamn, let the little thing play with the sound. If I want to hear the sound, I'll click for the fucking sound. Don't give me fucking heart attacks while I'm trying to reload a goddamn page. I hate this shit. Every time it drives me nuts. Driving me nuts. So if any of you people out there work in this industry, you know that this is the fucking biggest piece of bullshit, and you need to fucking stop that bitch ass nonsense before I fucking lose my ever loving mind worse than I already have. Oh Lord. Okay, I'm gonna quit bitching about that. Damn, that makes, like, it's still running too. This shit would have ran through this whole time. I could be reading this thing, I have to listen to commercial after commercial after commercial. It's like, but we can fast forward them on TV now. They've invaded our fucking interwebs and we can't control that either. And then if you put one of them filter things on here, then it starts jacking shit up too. I tried that one time, then shit didn't work. Everything went cuckoo fucking bananas. Okay, back to my story, right? Basically, we talking about Johnny Depp getting broke the fuck up with by Amber Heard, who says he smashed the iPhone into her face, right in her face. That's pretty fucking shitty if he did. I mean, I said allegedly smashed a iPhone up in her face, but that's what she's saying. And but I remember those rumors back in the Kate Moss days. I'm just saying, and he's gross. Remember, that's where we left off. He's gross. He looks like fucking just a bucket of grease. Gross. Okay, so basically where we left off was Johnny Depp has kept up a brave front since Friday, that's what they said, when Heard accused him in a Los Angeles courthouse of being drunk, high, paranoid, and violent throughout their 15-month marriage, right? So that's what she's saying. She's like, he's basically fucked up all the time, and he's gets fucked up and goes a little bit cuckoo bananas, and he went cuckoo bananas on my face, and a sister has done had it, right? Well, goes on to say, hours after the filing, with Heard still sporting a bruise she claims was caused by Depp flinging an iPhone at her face. See, he flung it at her, smashed it right in her face. The disheveled star puffed on a cigarillo and strummed a guitar as he headlined a music festival 6,000 miles away in Portugal. So he was all like, I done gave that bitch her comeuppance. Now let me go over here and smoke on this cigar and play my guitar in Portugal for these people. Act like ain't nothing ever happened. But allegedly, this is all allegedly, right? But I don't know. For some reason, I just believe her. I don't know. But a lot of people are dismissing her, trying to say she's a gold digger. And she might be trying to be a gold digger. But if he was kind of abusive throughout this whole thing, and she's like half his age, too. That's the other thing. Like, people think that's going to work. That rarely works because there's just too much of a divide. It's like right now, like, I can't with like 20-somethings. Like, 20-somethings hit me up. I'm like, oh, child, I ain't got the time and or the patience for you. And trust me, you will not be able to put up with my bitch ass for very long because I'm freaking old and I'm ornery. And sometimes I ain't having it and I just can't put up with your nonsense. And I will just shut you down and then you'll get all butthurt and then we'll just have these problems. I just can't. Back to the story. We don't need to talk about the Hollywood hick. All right, so goes here. Even though apparently there were pretty Portuguese groupies who were waving placard reading, Johnny, my heart is beating for you, while he was playing stuff. And like, Alice Cooper is in his band too. I think it's like this little band to put together of like all these like star people, whatever. But apparently his Alice Through the Looking Glass movie is tanking at the box office. People are kind of blaming this on some of the reason that it's tanking at the box office, but which could be true, but it also could be because it's a shitty fucking movie. That's what I'm thinking. And it's just weird. Like, it was, the first one was good. It's like, sometimes you just leave shit alone, and people just can't leave shit alone. And you know, everybody was contractually fucking obligated to do another one, and here we go with this freaking turd of a fucking movie sitting up here making Johnny Depp look even worse. Like, he looks, I mean, seriously, he looks straight up fugged these days. I just can't get on board. I would have hit 21 Jump Street Johnny Depp in like half a second, my clothes would just fall right the fuck off, right? But Johnny Depp now, I'd be like, nah, dude, I pass. I really, like, I can't. I'll fuck that chick before I fuck you. No, 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 no. That's what I'm saying is all. But back to this thing. Alice, blah, 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 troubles. We don't give a shit about that. We've already been through. But, oh, see, this is the thing. Now, this is kind of shitty, but if he smashed it with a cell phone, then that could have been the fucking straw, and it just, that straw happens whenever that straw happens. But says here that, like, his mama died the other day, Betty Sue Palmer. She was 81, and but apparently the day after her death, this is over here according to the Page Six people again, remember, says Depp visited Heard at their penthouse in LA, the first time they'd seen each other in a month. So apparently there was already problems. That's what I've been hearing anyway, right? Well, said Heard would concede in court papers, blah, 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 that's what she's seen. Blah, blah, what am I? Get on track, Hick. Get on track. keeps on going, says Depp was drunk and high and became increasingly enraged and paranoid, screaming profanities and flinging her iPhone in her face. That's what she says. She says he came in there, Cootie Brown, fucking drunk and high, went nuts, smashed the iPhone at me. Apparently, this is all because, now this is why, and this is why apparently everything is a mess, because, you know, Amber here is a bisexual. She was having a lady friend for her girlfriend before Johnny Depp, and then she hooked up with Johnny Depp. And I'm all for it. Get yours. Do it however you want to. But apparently, because you know how people are, like, I think it's kind of hard to think that most people are going to be monogamous in this world, because I just don't think that people are wired that way. So sometimes you should just have your, like, home base, but be able to go out and, like, do a little dabbling. That's just my opinion. But apparently that's what Johnny Depp thinks that Amber Heard is up to, because apparently says here he was driven insane, quote unquote, by his suspicion that his openly bisexual wife was having an affair with model Cara Debeleva, unpronounceable last name, right? That's that same chick that I was talking about got all butt hurt over at the train station in France somewhere, because they were getting treating her like a regular and checking her bag, and she thought she was supposed to be all special, and it was not special. And she's always got that fucking who farted look on her face. Amber, don't be messing with that. She just looks like a miserable, awful person. Yes, she's pretty, but damn, she looks like she'd be fucking horrible to hang out with. I just can't. I don't get it. She just seems awful. She just seems like an awful person. So hopefully Amber ain't doing that, which apparently, if she was, drove Johnny Depp in motherfucking sane, into fucking iPhone to the face insane. That's what had happened, right? Well, then it says, 2 days after the alleged phone fling on Monday, the same day Depp would walk the red carpet for the Hollywood premiere of Alice, she filed for divorce. Yeah, you smashed a phone in her face. So, goes on. Now, this is why people think that Amber is like a gold digger, because it says, under California law, Heard is entitled to 50% of the household income from their marriage, but Heard wants much more. Because, you see, he didn't make her sign no prenup when they got married. They want no prenup, so she's like, now I get lots, because we was all in love and had to get married right away. Because, you know, and he was with that woman before him, that Vanessa Paradis or whatever her name is, where he popped out two babies. He was with her for like 14 years, never even married the bitch. And then he just met her and then immediately married to her. It's like, Amber must have some kind of fucking super pussy. That's what I'm thinking. She's got super pussy, because she was like, sucked him in, stole him right from that woman, just stole her right out from under her nose. But apparently, now this is why everybody's saying Amber's kind of a gold digger. But I'm like, honey, if he smashed the phone on you for reals, allegedly, then you get paid, bitch. You should get paid. But she's demanding Depp's Range Rover, $50,000 a month support. Damn, she wants some money. $125,000 toward legal fees and possession of the combined 3-unit penthouse in downtown LA. And that's what she wants seen of the alleged iPhone fling. She's like, I don't care if you smash me with a phone here. It's fucking nice. I'll keep it. Well, apparently the day after the divorce papers were filed, Heard's lawyer, Samantha Spector, doubled down, writing to Depp's lawyers that if he didn't agree to a private, amicable resolution to all matters, there would be no guarantee to avoiding a media spotlight. So basically, she's like, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm about to go to the National Enquirer, the In Touch, the Everybody Out There E-Channel, be like, Johnny Depp is a fucking wife beater. You better fucking pay the fuck up. Says on here too that although Johnny is extremely wealthy, he refuses to provide me any direct support, she complains in her papers, citing her 2015 earnings at a mere $260,000 minus $208,000 in expenses. Well, maybe she's gonna get some more Aquaman money if that movie does good. So hopefully Aquaman does good, and then you can have some money, girl. But in the meantime, if he did smash you in the face with the phone, you get yours. But Depp's lawyers called the bluff by stating Amber is attempting to secure a premature financial resolution by alleging abuse. So they're just saying she made this up so she'll get paid. That's what they're doing. But like, I don't know. That's like what I don't know. If she is making this up, though, shame on you, Amber. That's bad, because then you're going to give a bad name to all people who have been abused, and then nothing happens. But says, honey, you know she's jonesing for the real. This is what I love how the lawyer, this is how he talks. Honey, you know she's jonesing for the real money, and she has him by the movie star balls. That's what New York divorce lawyer Suzanne Bracker told the Post on Saturday. So apparently, like, Gina, like, Amber knows, like, she just keeps talking. Johnny Depp ain't looking good right now. He looks like shiznit. If she keeps talking, his reputation is going to be mud, and he'll start losing his female fan base. That's what this woman said, too. She's repped the baby mamas of Sean Combs, Ice-T, Damon Dash, and L.A. Reid. So she's like, yeah, I know how to get you paid, bitch. I know how to get you paid. I did it over here four other times. She's looking for shut up money, which is a premium. He's going to have to pay her to shut up. Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, she's like, fuck this shit. But apparently this is where Johnny Depp's like, oh, hell to the no. I ain't going down without a fight. I'm going to go out kicking and motherfucking screaming. So apparently Team Depp is already counterspinning this bullshit, right? With his ex-wife from the 80s, Lori Ann Allison, telling TMZ on Saturday that the star is a non-violent, soft person who never even raised his voice. Yeah, that was back when he was normal, wasn't all fucking drunk as drunk, Cootie Brown drunk, all fucking doing the cocaine, going on fucking benders and shit. Yeah, of course he was nice then. When you're doing fucking drugs and acting a fool, shit shifts. Shit will shift on your ass in a fucking heartbeat. But apparently if Amber Heard is indeed in fear of death, then she did the right thing to get a protective order, noted Adria Hillman, a New York divorce lawyer whose clients have included Ronald Perlman. She's still, Heard may have done better to keep her abuse allegations closer to the vest for now, she said, as a bargaining chip. Like, this woman's like, you let that go too early. You should have been like, if you don't fucking pay up, I'm going to go tell everybody this and then make them pay up before. But she's like, nope, I'm going out with the info first. But the threat of this kind of exposure is much worse than the exposure itself. That's what that woman said. So that's what I'm thinking. It's like Amber Heard was like, no, fuck this. I'm just going to put it out there. You're going to have to pay my ass because I'm going to have everybody shame you into it because you're a wife beater who needs a motherfucking bath, something desperate. Like, every time I look at him, like, he needs, like, a fucking Silkwood shower, like, for straight-up mother trucking reels, right? Well, now, that's what the page six is saying. Now, if you go look over here on the, is this it where I've got it? Where's all that, like, section of, headlines? We'll start towards the bottom of them and work up, because that's usually how the timeline goes. But it's like, there's a whole section here, and the fucking headlines fucking kill me, because they're like, there's just, I like how they write shit over there. They're so much more snarky than we are over here. And even if we get snarky over here, everybody gets all kind of butt hurt, because heaven forbid somebody tell the motherfucking truth and put it, make it a little bit kind of humorous. But apparently it says, like, Johnny Depp's high-profile Hollywood divorce lawyer who handled the end of three Kardashian marriages insists domestic abuse claims have been fabricated just to secure Amber Heard cash. That's what some people are saying. Another one says, Amber Heard's neighbor and friend of 13 years claims Depp slapped her hands away and screamed foul obscenities at her while she tried to break up their fight. So see, you got two stories side by side contradicting each other. I love, they're just like, we just gonna tell any kind of story we can get. There's one on here from his, like, of course, his daughter. It's like, the sweetest, most loving person. Of course, because that, you're his daughter. You're not, like, he's probably on his best behavior around you, but not around his young little Hollywood starlet wife, right? Then there's another one. He's low-key a gentleman and not violent. Mickey Rourke stands up for Johnny Depp as star gets accused of abuse by ex Amber Heard. Like, what the fuck does Mickey Rourke know? Just because they hang out as buddies sometimes, that you don't know what goes on. I don't believe it. Like, I am not convinced yet. I'm saying maybe a little bit, teensy-weensy bit, maybe she made it up, but I'm not thinking she did. I don't know. I just don't get the vibe she did. But if she is making it up, that is shitty as fuck. I don't know. There's another one here. Amber's catalog of abuse. How Heard lived in fear of her husband, Johnny Depp, as she claimed she was attacked three times in past 6 months. So, look, that's right beside Mickey Rourke saying, that's some bullshit. Apparently, Johnny Depp's marriage fell apart after he was driven insane by fear that Amber Heard was cheating with Cara Delevingne, whatever you have you say that name. Did the lookalike ex-girlfriend of Depp's wife fuel his rage? Star put Amber in fear of her life with brutal beatings after rose over former lesbian lover. See, they always got to bring that kind of shit into it. There was, like, no way, because knowing that she had, like, bumped pussies with somebody, they were not going to leave it out of it. They were not going to leave it out. It was not going to happen. I like this one. Shattered glass and red stains in the carpet. The photos are claimed to prove Johnny Depp wielded a wine bottle like a baseball bat when he attacked Amber Heard. See, this shit's getting big. And here's another one. Here's like, and then it's like, Amber Heard is all smiles after meeting with her lawyers. Actress leaves 4-hour session hugging a female friend after torrid split from physically abusive husband Johnny Depp. So depending on who wrote it and who like you're talking to and what time of day, Johnny Depp may or may not be a wife beater of some sorts and doing it in while he's like in a like drug and alcohol and infused rage. So Amber girl, I hope everything turns out better for you. And like if it is, this is the truth, then I'm glad that you had came to your fucking senses and got the fuck out, sister, because that's what you should have done a while ago. Okay, let's talk about something else. What else is going on out there in the world? Oh, guess who might get a little comeuppance? Okay, am I done with this story? Yes. No, that page I need to keep. Sorry, I am disorganized, y'all. But did y'all happen to notice that one of the grossest people ever, gross McGrossalot, cause fucking B, gross person, Grossalot, serial rapist and druggist and all kind of other thingsists, right? Well, guess who done went and got busted, but he's already been busted. No, he's getting fucking some comeuppance because he thought he was going to get away with his shit, and it's coming back to bite him in his ass for reals now, because apparently they're going to make him go on trial for that Andrea Constant when they're like, nope, there is plenty of evidence. And so there was actually a thing about him on 2020 the other night, too, that I'm going to have to check out on the interweb somewheres, because I just need to see what it's all about, because you know I'm fucking all into this story because I want to see this bitch ass go down, because I just think it's so horrible what he has done. It's just, and how he's been allowed to get away with it and how everybody just turned a blind eye. It's awful. But he's about to get a fucking dose of his own medicine because some bitches are like, no, you made this little underhanded verbal deal with somebody where you thought you were going to have to get charged for this, and all of a sudden people finally woke up. No. D fucking nine, because says on here on the ABC News, Bill Cosby, what's next for his sexual assault trial? Because you know he's got to go on trial, so they're going to be like, this shit's going to come out, those old depositions going to come out, all these people going to come out of the woodwork going up and giving freaking testimony of him doing that shit to them back in the day. Says here over on the ABC News, right? They're giving us the lowdown of what's been going on. Says earlier this week, Bill Cosby was ordered to stand trial in a sexual assault case brought against him last December. Ha, motherfucking ha, mother trucker. About mother trucking time. I'm just saying is all, right? But Andrew Constant, a former Temple University employee, has accused the comedian of drugging and assaulting her at his home in 2004. Cosby, 78, who has had similar claims made against him and some 50 other women, for which his legal team has issued a number of denials that don't nobody in their right mother trucking mind believe, right? I'm just saying, says here, insists that he and Constant had consensual sexual relations, bullshit, and that the only drug he gave her was Benadryl. Double mother trucking bullshit, triple dog down bullshit on that. His legal team says that he will be vindicated. I don't think, whatever. This shit, it ain't gonna be good, I tell you that. It's still gonna ruin his ass. And apparently, you know what else I heard too? I read somewhere, same difference. But apparently, like, people can't get insurance shit for a lot of shit anymore for, like, some of their fucking untoward nonsense kind of policies or whatever they are. I don't know what they're called. But this Bill Cosby, when it's costing his insurance company so much fucking money, the insurance companies are like, no, we ain't gonna pay to protect you bitches anymore. You are on your own if you start getting caught for this shit from now on. Bye, Felicia. That's what they're saying. But says here, in time, a jury will hear evidence from both the prosecution and defense, but according to Sonny Hostin, ABC News senior legal correspondent and analyst, it can be an uphill battle for Cosby's lawyers. Says here, quote from this Sonny Hostin person, if his unsealed deposition from 2005 comes in, which I believe it will, and if other women get on the witness stand, I think it's going to be very difficult for Bill Cosby to defend himself. In my view, if there is a guilty verdict, no judge would sentence him to no time given the alleged pattern of behavior. So fucking Bill Cosby's bitch ass might be going to the fucking who's mother trucking gal, y'all. That would be nuts. Would you, like, in 1988, would you have ever thought that you would ever even think about something like that happening? Hell to the mother trucking no. Not error. But now that what we know, hell to the yes. If I want to see his ass go straight up in there and then have people be like, oh, hey, Bill, I got a pudding pop for your ass right here, twixt my legs. Get the licking, bitch. Just kind of thinking out loud there is all I'm saying. But this story goes on and says, Constant first went to the police in 2005, 1 year after the alleged assault took place. That same year, Cosby was deposed in connection with the incident, and he admitted in recently unsealed testimony that in the past he had given quaaludes to women. Mm-hmm. See? Horrible, awful, hateful person, right? Grossest person ever. He was given quaaludes to women with whom he wanted to have sexy times, and the prosecution will likely push to use the deposition in court. Yes, they will. They best. It's going to be extremely damaging. You have Bill Cosby in his own words admitting to the same behavior that he's being accused of by over 50 women. The issue will be for this jury to determine consent, right? Well, there wasn't any. That's the fucking problem. That's the motherfucking problem, right? This thing keeps going, though. Cosby's legal team has already taken swipe at Constant's past statements, calling them riddled with numerous corrections and inconsistencies, and Haston believes they will continue to do so because they're just going to be dirty about it. They're going to be, like, just dirty. The defense's strategy will be to say that she willingly took the drugs because she wanted to engage in sexual activity with Cosby. I think the defense will be that she targeted him for his money and that she didn't behave like a victim of sexual assault because after this alleged incident, she saw him again. But you know what? Sometimes people, like, they're like freaked the fuck out and they don't know what to do. So I don't believe this shit. No. The fact that Constant didn't report the alleged incident to police for a year will likely be a factor. Okay, so the fact that Constant didn't report it for a while, this person is saying that it ain't uncommon for a victim to take time to process what happened before talking to law enforcement. Some jurors might find it a problem. But to end that, Andrew Constant's testimony by itself will not be enough to convict Bill Cosby. So blah, blah, blah. She's going into all kind of depth on this. But basically what I'm saying is this shit is going to trial. And this is what it basically boils down to. She's right, too. Ultimately, Cosby's fate will rest in the hands of a jury that has to be yet to be selected. Contrary to popular belief, the lawyers don't need to find potential jurors who haven't heard of the allegations. What's more important, she said, is that they have yet to form an opinion about Cosby's guilt or innocence. In a high profile case, you don't want a juror who has never heard of the case because that's a juror who's not well informed. Your ideal juror is a celebrity criminal case, is a juror who has heard of this but has an open mind and can put aside anything he or she has heard. Sit in that courtroom day in and day out, listen to evidence as it comes in, and then make a decision. These jurors can do that, and that's why you never know what a jury is going to decide. Some of the decisions in past celebrity criminal cases have been surprising for everyone who had been watching, right? Because they just get these people who ain't never heard of nothing. They live underneath a fucking rock. And then all of a sudden they like hear this shit and don't know how to make a fucking educated fucking decision. Drives me nuts. Because people are basically stupid. But hopefully they get people on this jury who will be like, Gil motherfucking T going fucking down. Put him in the fucking hooscow with all the other criminals and sexual abusers and horrible, awful, hateful people. I'm just saying it's all. So that is where we are with this Bill Cosby grossest person on the planet nonsense going to trial. I'm going to be all over this. You know, I'm not going to be able to. I won't be able to stand it. I'm going to be all over it. All right. What else are we going to talk about here today on this here? Oh, did y'all see that? Yet another somebody got shot up at a rapper show. I ain't never going to a rap concert because that's where, especially in like a smaller club, I would probably go to one at like the Staples Center or something. But if I was going to one and it was like in some small club, people always getting shot up in there. There was a T.I. concert in New York somewhere. Some other rapper dude came in, shot everybody up, shot one chick in the leg, shot another, like accidentally shot himself from what I understand. So what I'm telling y'all. I'm just saying, like, just be careful when you go, like, if you are, be on the fucking lookout. If you hear anything that slightly sounds like a gunshot, you know where your exits are, people. You need to know where your motherfucking exits are. I'm just saying is all. All right, what else? Oh, my sweet Dolly. Did y'all see this? Okay, now this just is just too fucking much, right? It is just too fucking much. I don't understand, people. I don't understand. Like, it's just, like, also, it's just. All right, it's a horrible story because it's got two levels of awful up in here, right? is an example of, one, people probably shouldn't have so many damn fun killers because they can't keep up with all of them. And two, sometimes shit's just fucking shitty, right? Well, says over here on the Daily Mail, rest in peace, Harambe. I think that's how you say it. There's a fury at parents of boy who was heard asking to play an endangered gorilla's pen before crawling in, forcing zoo to shoot silverback dead despite claims it was protecting the child. So basically what happened was, in Cincinnati, some fool four-year-old child crawled into somehow the gorilla pen at the zoo, fell down like 10 feet. There were two lady gorillas, went over to the side, and then this other gorilla came over and picked it up and was like, had the kid for like 10 minutes and was like dragging him through the water. And so they ended up shooting this freaking gorilla dead. But says here, like, I love how they put the bullet points here on the Daily Mail, because then you don't have to read the whole thing sometimes. But basically what had happened was, y'all, so it says here, Cincinnati Zoo shot and killed the 17-year-old Harambe after the boy fell into a moat inside gorilla exhibit on Saturday, right? So the boy's mama was, this will go on and explain what else had happened. This is like, just be glad this is not you and you're not these people who are stupid enough to let this happen. Authorities said boy crawled through railing and fell about 10 feet and spent more than 10 minutes in the enclosure. A witness heard the boy saying he wanted to get in the water, but his mother, who was taking care of several children, told him no. Yeah, like, you got to be able to keep up with these little fun killers, especially those little wild ones. And this one probably should have been on one of them, like, kid leashes. I'm a full supporter of those kid leashes, because I've tried to keep up with a kid that won't just fucking hang around where it's supposed to, running off, looking at everything, see something, little sparkle shimmer way away. And then next thing you know, they're, like, taking off like a bat out of hell, chasing some freaking shimmer sparkle somewhere. I don't know. I ain't got the patience for that shit. But apparently, this thing goes on, says the boy was taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Then a whole bunch of people on the Facebook got onto the, like, justice for Harambe, because they're like, why'd you have to kill the freaking gorilla? That's what I don't understand. But they'd say they couldn't tranquilize it on account of that tranquilizers take a while to kick in for a big old giant gorilla. Like, this is a big fucking gorilla, like a big gorilla that it's like, and super fucking strong gorilla. But apparently the kid's okay or whatever. But a lot of people on here also blame the parents for not looking after their son and called it murder, that they murdered that gorilla. No, it's not murder. It was maybe somebody made it. They had to make a decision. They made the decision like the kid was more important than the gorilla. That's just what they did. And so now the kid's alive and the gorilla's not. And it's a really shitty situation. Like, that woman, I hope that woman, whoever fucking mama of this kid is, feels really fucking bad. Well, I mean, they have to. Like, what kind of mama would not feel bad? There are mamas who would not feel bad, so whatever. But apparently, Western Lowland gorillas are deemed critically endangered by the World Wildlife Federation, the WWF, the people who, like, told the Worldwide Wrestling Federation that they had to, like, change their name. But apparently, it says a 400-pound gorilla was shot dead in the Cincinnati Zoo officials after one day after his 17th birthday sparked the outcry of emotion. Whatever. But what the fuck? What the fuck? How is it situated in a way where this fucking four-year-old kid can squeeze through and even end up into the freaking enclosure? And there are pictures here of this fucking thing. This, like, gorilla has this kid. Like, and they're, like, not putting shit on here, too, because they said it's graphic. But it's crazy. It's crazy. People did get all butthurt about it. People are, like, tweeting about it. I am sick and tired of lazy people who do not watch their children. All caps, Kanye style. You did not deserve to die, Harambe. At Cincinnati Zoo, I am sorry for you also. I am despondent about Harambe being put down. Just a really sad day. Furious at those parents. That's from a Pete Thorman, some from somewhere. Give me 10 children, I can guarantee that none of them will end up in a gorilla enclosure. Zoo is not a child's play area. That's from Dad, whoever Dad is, who's like, yeah, I bet that dad's probably the one who fucking loses children all over the place. But apparently the kid's okay. The stupid kid, like, fell in. He's just laying there. Like, this is ridiculous. Just ridiculous. How does a kid fit through the bars? I don't get it. And you know those fucking zoo people are going to get sued by those parents. There's, like, lawyers salivating right now going, like, ooh, I got to get to them first. We're going to sue that zoo for being able to let that kid squeeze through there. When really, y'all should be watching your fucking children and keeping your own damn house in order. I'm just saying it's out. All right, what else is going on? Oh, speaking of gross people, right? Dude off of Glee got busted joining Jared, the fucking Subway guy, is one of the grossest people around. He done got busted for child pornography charges, had to go turn himself in. Read about that over on the Time magazine when I was looking through the flipboard. If y'all got the flipboard, there's a Hollywood Hick page. You can see the kind of things I'm reading because I flip things into it. So you should look it up. It's a cool app to have on your iPad for like looking at news things. But if this shit would ever load up, right? Says right here, actor Mark Salling, this is off of the CNN, best known as Noah Puckerman, he went by Puck on Glee, has been indicted on charges of receiving and possessing child pornography, authorities say. And the thing is, he's fucking hot. I would totally would have hit that till I found out that he was a fucking pedo. Dang. That's the worst part of it. He's fucking hot. He should not be freaking the pedo. He should be like normal so that like I can still have a like think I can have a glimmer of hope of maybe tapping that one day. But nope, not going to happen now. But apparently Salling was arrested in Los Angeles in December and later released on bail. Federal authorities charged him in a 2-count indictment on Friday from the Justice Department. Those who downloaded and possess child pornography create a market that causes more children to be harmed, says the U.S. Attorney Eileen M. Decker. Young victims are harmed every time an image is generated, every time it is distributed, and every time it is viewed. I agree. So apparently what he's been charged with, here goes allegations, according to the CNN people, y'all. This is how gross he is. We're going to find out exactly how gross Puck off of the Glee is, right? Well, it says investigators seized a laptop, a hard drive, and a USB flash drive from Salling's residence in December. Those items contain thousands of images and videos depicting child pornography, according to the statement. Thousands. How many do you need? Just make sure it's fucking old enough, but looks younger. Do it Bryan Singer style. Dang, people. Apparently, though, says the traditional stereotype about the kinds of people who commit child sexual exploitation crimes simply doesn't dovetail with reality. As our investigators can attest, the defendants in child pornography cases come in all ages and from all walks of life. That comes from Joseph Macias. He's a special agent for the Homeland Security investigations. He says he hopes the case serves as a warning to those involved in online sexual exploitation of children will be prosecuted regardless of their position. They're like, fuck you. We don't care who you are. We're going to fucking take your ass down. And good for you, because child pornography and child fucking shit is just fucked up. That's just fucked up. But says also the initial arrest, this is what they're saying, the Los Angeles Police Department and Homeland Security investigators initially arrested his ass in December on state charges, and he is later released on bond, right? Hold on, I gotta take my spectacles off because I can't see up close with these fuckers on very good. Damn, so much better without my spectacles. I gotta get to the eyeball doctor, y'all. Back to my story. Okay, investigators referred the case to federal authorities because of his wide collection of child pornography, resulting in Friday's indictment. These images are more than photographs. They are child abuse. That's what Andrea Grossman, the commander of the LAPD Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, done went and said. It's a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years in federal prison and a maximum sentence of 20, the Justice Department said. Possessing child porn carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison. So he's going, like, and you go into prison and you one of these child pornography people, those other inmates fuck you up. He's expected to be arraigned on around June 3rd, and his attorney couldn't be reached for comment because he's guilty as fuck. But apparently he was Puck on Glee, whatever. But so, yeah, Jared the Subway guy's got some fucking company now. Puck, foxy ass Puck off of Glee, child pornographer. Guh fucking roast is all I'm saying, y'all. Guh mother trucking roast. All right, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, this. I wanted to talk about this because it cracks me up. Where is it? Where did it go? I thought that it says, oops, that's not it. That's not it at all. Oh, this I wanted to talk about just because it cracks me up. And I am not judging, y'all. Dolly says I am not allowed to judge, and I am not judging. I'm just saying this kind of stuff is fascinating to me. I don't care what people do. You can do it as long as you want to, as long as you ain't hurting anybody. You can do whatever you want. Now, I will marvel at the things you do sometimes and be like, dang, that's kind of a trip. I'm not going to go to this much effort for some of this kind of shit. But I love the the BBC or whoever it is, whatever, UK television, they get some fucking crazy shit on TV over there. I highly recommend looking up My Kid is a Monkey off of the YouTubes, because that was like this documentary over there about people who adopt monkey babies. And those people are straight up 100% cuckoo mother trucking bananas. But we're talking about this, which is, I don't know if it's cuckoo bananas. I just think some people just like what they like. And sometimes it's not just anything that's like straight up everyday type things. And apparently there's more than one person who enjoys it, because it says here on the Daily Mail, we've been talking from the Daily Mail a lot. It's kind of what I keep looking at, because I just like how they report things, right? Well, says here, Secret Life of the Human Pups. Weird world of the grown men who enjoy dressing up as dogs and role play craze sweeping the nation, right? So apparently there's like this whole like sort of like sect of people who like to dress up in these like latex dog outfits, and then they just, and they do dog things. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't even think it's all that highly sexual, but I watched the little trailer for it. It's like adorable. Like one of them is in like a Dalmatian outfit, like a good, like it's, there's a lot of effort put into these things. They have to be hot as fuck, because it looks like it would hold in every ounce of heat, but that's a different story for a different day. But like he's riding down the road with his head hung out the window like a dog does. They're like walking down the street. They got little knee pads and like paw pad things that they make so they can just crawl along with somebody who's like walking them like their dogs. Like they are full on committing. And I'm thinking, if you're gonna do something like this, you might as well mother truck and commit, right? Well, says here that like there's around 10,000 people in the UK who enjoy the pet play craze, and that apparently men tend to prefer dressing as dogs and women identify more as kittens. Go figure. Who would have thought that might ever happen? Men, dogs, women, kittens. That's pretty much how that shit's always gone. Don't try to point that out. It's like it's something shocking, Daily Mail. Dang, y'all. I was all on your side. And then you go and pull shit like that. At least you spelt everything right. Goes on and says, Channel 4 over there in the UK met and filmed some of the human pups for its documentary. One of them, Tom, won the coveted Mr. Puppy UK title as Spot. Yeah, he's like a Dalmatian. He's the one I was talking about driving down the road with his head hung out the window and just hanging out like he's cool with it. But it says here, around 10,000 people follow the pet play craze in the UK. And we already went into that. But Tom has spent more than 4,000 pounds over the last 10 years on his canine habit, and he shows off his rubber costume complete with breathing tube, but admits it is quite awkward to put on. You need a lot of talc. Yeah, I've put on a latex outfit before, just a shirt one time to go out to a club when I was in my utes, and that shit took some effort, and getting it off is even more trouble, because when you dance in a latex shirt all night long, all your talcum powder settles down to the waist, and then you try to get it off and it's adhered itself to you, and it takes like 3 people to get your drunk ass out of that latex shirt. Not saying how I might know that, but I'm saying I might know that. Just saying is out. But goes on. Does it say anything good on here? Basically, that's what it is. I don't even know why I need to go any further into this. I just think it's a fucking hoot, and y'all should look it up on the Daily Mail. I'll try to remember to throw this up on the Facebook page, because it's a hoot. Like these grown men, they just dress as dogs, they hang out, and the one with Spot, he's got beautiful eyes and or contacts, because he's got these really blue eyes behind his like dog mask, but it just looks hot up in there. But people like shit. Go for it. Do whatever you want. Whatever makes you feel good about yourself, you go fucking do it. I'm just saying. So just saying. One reason I'm telling this is, you've ever wanted to like dress up like a dog and like do dog things and just be like dog person, then there's like obviously people out there that you could like find to do it with. Look at that. Something for everybody, everywhere. All right, what the fuck else is going on? I've talked about the kid falling in the gorilla pen, dog men. I was going to talk about some Biebs gossip on the blind shit, but I just really don't know if I have the energy for that shit right now. Was there anybody on here? Oh, let's talk about some. We got a few more minutes left here on the freaking Hollywood Hick program. Let's talk about somebody who's going to make us feel better about ourselves. I think we might even have time for a couple of people to make us feel better about ourselves over here on the Hollywood Hick. But, dude, some people are just straight up fucking horrible, awful people. And this just, it just manifests itself in just the like most, just the most obvious of ways to just prove how horrible of a person you really and truly are. But this is out of, where did this come from? Wherever this, I don't know where this is. I have absolutely no clue what state this is, but, whatever, Bay News 9. So I'm thinking it's somewhere that's got some water around it somewhere. I don't fucking know. Wesley Chapel. There's a Wesley Chapel in North Carolina near where I grew up. Was it maybe there? But it sounds more like Texas, but I don't fucking know. Pasco deputies suspect use kids as human shields. Did you hear that? There was a dude used his children as a human shield. So Pasco deputies faced a tense standoff Tuesday night with an armed man in Wesley Chapel who at one point used an 18-month-old child as a human shield. You heard that shit right. He used a child, his own child, if I'm not incorrect. We'll probably get to that as we go. But says here, deputies responded to the home in Wesley Chapel after a woman inside called for help. She reported Travis Conley, 32, dumb motherfucking ass, was armed with a loaded gun, drunk, and making threats. Okay? That's what he did. So officials say when deputies fired at Conley with a less than lethal beanbag gun, he picked up the boy to use him as a shield. So like basically they were like trying to like using the like the non-lethal methods to like take this dude down. So they shoot a beanbag at him. He's like, ow, that fucking shit hurt. Damn, beanbags hurt. Like apparently if you get hit with a beanbag gun, it could even break a bone or something. Like I'm sure it's like it is like designed to not feel good and to make you stop doing whatever untoward nonsense you were in the process of doing. I'm just saying is all. But says here, yeah, right here it says the beanbag ammunition is powerful enough to break bones. But I love these quotes. It's absolutely disgusting. It's deplorable. That's from Detective William Wood. Says he actually admitted he used a child to shield himself. He said he knew if the child was in harm's way, he wouldn't be shot again, which is pretty like true. I guess it was an effective shield. So I guess there's that. But on the video, deputies can be heard yelling at Conley to surrender. Put down the kid, said one deputy during the standoff. Look what you're doing to this child. So apparently this dumbass, right? He now faces charges of child abuse, domestic battery, and battery on a law enforcement officer for reportedly biting a deputy during the arrest. So he's not just a freaking horrible person who like tried to go in and rob somebody with a gun. He uses a child as a shield, and he's a pussy when he fights because he like bites. So that's what's fucking going down with that. People are fucking nuts, 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 nuts. I'm just saying is all. All right, what we got going on here? Oh, we got just a teensy bit of time left over here on the freaking Hollywood Hicks. So here I will take y'all out, like making you feel better about yourself, because apparently, according to the blind gossips, and we're all left to assume that this is all about our friend Justin Bieber's, who I have done broke the fuck up with. But apparently, this fool has done this. According to my friends over at the blind gossip site, I don't even know why they're calling this one blind gossip, because everybody who can read it already knows exactly who they're talking about. There's only one answer in the comments below. We all know who this douche nozzle is, right? But according to the blind gossips people, it says, were you starting to think that this male singer was becoming a better person? Well, think again for Straight Up Reels. According to them, we have an exclusive behind-the-scenes look as to what happened when he recently showed up at a local bar with four bodyguards and an entourage and stayed for a couple of hours. Apparently, as soon as he walked in, he lit up a cigarette. He was told no smoking. So what does he do? In true douche nozzle, bitch ass, bitcherson style, he instead of going outside, he walked behind the bar and put out the cigarette inside the ice dispenser, because that's what cool dudes do. Fucking retard shit like that. Then he just lit up another cigarette and kept on smoking. He seemed to think it was funny that someone would try to tell him what to do. Should have just throwed his fucking ass out, just been like, bye Felicia, get. Apparently he also ordered $800 bottles of Cristal and several $500 bottles of Don Julio 1942 tequila and small plates of food for the group. Kept spitting on the floor. That's disgusting, fucking just juvenile white trash gross people behavior. Then he and his group left without paying for the shit. The waitress gave him a check, turned around for a minute, and they were gone. He took off without paying. His whole group followed him. The waitress and the owner had to chase him down. His producers gave the owner several hundred bucks, but stuck him with the rest of the bill, because that's what fucking asshole douche nozzles do, right? They should have had their asses fucking arrested. They stiffed him. They didn't give him a goddamn tip, which is fucking straight up bullshit. The next day, when the news got out about the singer's behavior, the police showed up. So did the health inspector. The spitting and the smoking and the disposal of cigarettes into the food service machine were all problematic. So the bar staff was forced to tear down, wash down, and disinfect everything until 6 o'clock in the morning because of Bieber's gross fucking ass broke the fuck up. You're gross. You're horrible, awful little fucking bitch ass walking around like all depressed, like, oh, nobody understands me. No, we get it. You know what? We don't get the fact that you're a fucking bitch ass bitch and why you think you fucking entitled ass gets to go around and do all this kind of gross shit. One day I hope somebody just punches you right in the fucking smug ass face right in front of a camera for the world to see. Bitch ass bitch. So be glad you ain't fucking gross like Bieber and at least have some fucking manners, people. I'm just saying is all. And on that note, I'm getting the fuck out of here, y'all. That's been the Hollywood Hick. Stay out of trouble. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. So that leaves you a whole hell of a lot of leeway. And I'm gone. Be good. Stay out of trouble. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Buck, buck.
Lamb, two, lamb, two, lamb, two, lamb, two. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, now. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang.